This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into your day, don't forget to start your day the best way possible, and that's by listening to God. God wants to speak into your life and change your life as a result. The changes that God brings in our lives are always great. We always love what God does in our lives. When we push God away, we always get frustrated by what's happening in our lives. Don't you think we should learn from that and put God right in the center of our lives? Well, I've been talking with you all this week on this great Christian word, sanctification, which simply means to make something holy. And that sounds a bit scary to us, but when you understand what holiness is, holy simply means set apart, made different, set apart by God and for God. Well, that's what makes life beautiful, when God's at work in your life. That's what you want. And that's what the Bible calls sanctification. Now, this happens from the very beginning, when you cross the line into a real relationship with God. You know, I grew up in a Christian family. My parents were missionaries in India, and there were 5 kids in the family, and I'm number 4. Girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, and I'm the younger boy. And between me and my older brother was one of my sisters, and she and I used to be at each other's throats all the time. Now, sometimes you think, well, if you grew up in a Christian home, it means you're a Christian. Well, yes, in a sense, you do all the Christian activities with your family and you know stuff about the Bible, but that doesn't mean you've come into a living relationship with God that changes your life. And I remember my sister and I, neither of us had that change happening in our lives, and we were at each other's throats verbally, and we'd be wrestling out and fighting in the yard as well. I mean, our relationship was not a healthy relationship. I remember as we started to grow older that there came a point when my sister truly encountered Jesus Christ and was born again, as we call it. Jesus changed her. Her relationship with him set her apart. That's what it means, sanctified, to be set apart as different. And she became different. I remember one day she said something and I just started to, as I would, didn't matter what she said, I was against it. And I came out and just started in her face the opposite of what she said. And I remember her looking at me and saying, "Johnny, I'm not going to argue with you anymore." I didn't know what to do with that. Here she was, different. I didn't know how to deal with it. And as time went by, she just wouldn't confront with me anymore, wouldn't argue with me. So, of course, that didn't change me, and I just turned on my younger sister, and we started having conflict. And the day came in my life as a teenager when I encountered Jesus Christ personally. And it was so different than the religious kind of Christianity that I'd had. My parents really knew God and had been changed by him. My oldest sister, my older brother, my older sister, again, the one I had argued with, they had all encountered God. But I hadn't. And my Christianity changed from religious activity and knowledge of the Bible to a personal relationship with God and through Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, my life changed. From the moment I encountered the living Jesus Christ, my life changed. Now, I still had lots of struggles and lots of hang-ups and lots of ways I needed to grow in, and God began to change those aspects of my life as well. But let me read you what the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians in the New Testament of the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, has this relationship with Jesus, where Jesus' life is pouring into their lives. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." I hope that you have experienced that radical change that a real relationship with Jesus brings. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.